Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Dreesen. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Randy Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wes Skolmerich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Cronin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sox Sabold. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Sox Sabold. And now, play ball. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dreesen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball four. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger takes first base on ball four. Moranville moves to second. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moranville scores. Burger moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to second. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burger scores. Moore moves to third. Shealy moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore scores. Shealy moves to third. It's 3-0, Braves. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy scores. Skolmerich moves to second. It's 4-0, Braves. Les Sweetland now pitching. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hemsley for a passed ball. Dreesen moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dreesen scores. It's 5 to nothing, Braves. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Sweetland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweetland hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skolmerich hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Skolmerich reaches third base with a triple. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sweetland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hornsby hits a line drive into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dreesen for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Skolmerick hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Sweetland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweetland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sweetland takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Sweetland moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Sweetland moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Ben Cantwell now pitching. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Sweetland scores. Kyler moves to third. English moves to second. It's 5-1, Braves. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Kyler scores. English moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Braves. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to second for the out. English scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Braves. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. Bill Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Sweetland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweetland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sweetland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Braves. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, English hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville misplays the ball. That's an error on Moranville. Kyler moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kyler moves to third. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0 for 0 in the game. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sweetland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Skolmerich, who is chasing the ball. Grimm reaches third base with a triple. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair pinch hits for Les Sweetland. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.